All right. Do we have?
I did want to. You know, I looked at least the Boy Scout case. That was one case you made reference to, and there was some language in that that you had mentioned about the purposes dovetailing. And I think that Boy Scout case, it's like a 1951 case from St. Louis area.
Yes.
It's very similar to our case and very supportive. And in that case, it was determined to be an exempt property. And what it got to was that regular and actual use was just as I was saying in our hearing, in our last hearing, whatever date that was, Friday, that it has more to do with that it's not a commercial or a for-profit use, and that it's consistent with the purposes of the organization. So, and it's not, and I'm sorry, there was another one, is that it's the predominant use. In other words, the trails on the property aren't like inconsequential to the purpose of the property, but they're the thing. And in that property, like in ours, they're the thing, but there's hopes to do more in the future. There was hopes to do more in the future. You know, that was 1951. I'm sure there's been more done by now. But that, at least that one case that we talked about on Friday really, I think, supports the determination of exemption.
And I mean, I understand your argument is that the trails are enough, and that's basically, I mean, because that's what it was on January 1, is it was some bulldozed trails, is my understanding.
Well, it's the trails along with
the signage.
With
the signage.
I know that there's kind of a minimization of the Bible verses on the trails, but I think those are kind of the main thing. And that's where, you know, that we may differ on that, but I think the trails are enough, but the trails are kind of the way to get to the Bible verses.
I understand the argument. Did you know that Kevin sent us another letter? Or not Kevin, Mike?
Roger.
Was it Roger that sent it?
Roger Recate.
Oh, it was Roger. Roger sent us another letter. And in that it...
No, I did not.
Yeah, it appears that there is a new mission. I think he kind of took my questioning about what is exactly your mission to heart, and I think he's tried to rebrand or refocus kind of what he's doing. You understood that we were having a little bit of trouble understanding exactly what the mission was, and so why this dovetails into it, etc., when you just basically have a park to the general public versus what I thought was the kids of military and first responders kind of biblical sports activities. And that's kind
of... You know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I've asked for and it was sent to me, and I just have been traveling, so I haven't had a chance to look at it.
That's
what
fine.
I was looking for in terms of the purpose was, what did we tell the IRS?
Sure.
In the original 1023 application. And I've talked, you know, the lawyer that did that, it was my best friend from law school many, many years ago. And he was kind of saying that those sorts of things, the whole little heroes thing was, like you said, military first responders and their families. But I know they've been doing this for 15 years, and they've opened up to lots of youth groups, church groups. And then there's these tournaments that... or tournaments and clinics that they do. That's not on this property, but this organization as a whole that does these kind of sporting or outdoor activities, always though with the idea of being an evangelical instruction of the gospel to the community. So,
but it's not happening on this property. I think that's what you just said.
Yeah.
Right. I was just talking about that's the purpose of the organization.
Yeah. And that's what I
trails are fulfilling.
Yeah. I despite the letter he sent today, I assume that, you know, he may be trying to refocus or whatever the case may be, but we
need 100 directions at every moment, so it's hard to focus any conversation with Roger as much as I love him. He's going 1,000 different directions at all times. So
sure. Okay. As far as the board goes, is there any other discussion, motions, whatever we want to make at this point?
I'm just really torn on this.
Mm-hmm. And we're really torn because we feel like your client has good intentions, as has demonstrated those with his other property. It's just that this one has just... And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to tell you is nothing that we decide has anything to do with the CID. By the way, the new State Tax Commission director, or the general counsel, has only been there for 3 days, so I don't think he has any clue as to what would happen if we exempted it, whether this, it would affect the CID or not.
You know what? I don't even know if we'll, because we have the opportunity to go to the circuit court from here. So I don't know that we'll go to, I don't know which direction we're going, but we may wind up in circuit court rather than
tax commission. Yeah.
Tax commission.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I found the state tax commission decisions quite, I mean, it seemed like to me they a lot of times bent over backwards to give the exemption. I mean, there are cases in which they found no, but they usually found some properties were exempt and some properties won't. But yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what, as we haven't made a decision, and I think we're still milling it as we sit here. So,
I don't know if there's any questions I can answer. I'm not saying I don't understand where you're coming from, but I'm not understanding why that direction's coming. Because to me, the case law and the statute seems pretty straightforward. And not only that, it feels like we're really delving into, because the other side of this is that it's not just the nonprofit ownership and use. But I think there was also a claim that there's religious worship on it. So I think that I think that we're delving into questions that kind of mess, that get us into the entanglement issue, dangerously. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, and I'm not.
It's much more straightforward to me, obviously, than it is.
Right.
And much respect for the committee, for the board. I don't mean to suggest.
Well, we just had, for instance, I mean, yeah. And this was on the record. We had a case just that was just on the record with us, in which they had a vacant lot that's been sitting there for quite a while, and it's a not-for-profit, and basically the only use of it was some lateral lines. And we voted to exempt 30% of the property. It's just to give you an idea of what we're kind of milling around here. So
I just don't think that there's a minimum. I don't think that there's some kind of amount of use. I think that, if you will, forgive me, this is not right thing to say anymore, but it's kind of a binary. It's either used for the nonprofit or it's not. So I don't think that there's an amount of use. And I do understand the idea of partial use, but here, in this case, the trails cover the entire property. So I think that because...
Well, I don't think they cover the section he's trying to sell, do they?
Yeah. I don't know. His testimony in the last hearing was that the trails go all the way up. And all the way down. So I can't walk very well, so I've not been out on the property. But my recollection from Friday's hearing was that he was saying that they go all the way up and all the way down, whatever that means.
I thought he told us that the section he wasn't really
went
part
up
of it.
Two is what I think what he said.
Went up two that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
okay. Yeah, I could be wrong.
Necessarily say it crossed over.
That was just the phrase I remember.
I think. One of my concerns as I went by the property this weekend was that in the letter that he sent, and he talks about, you know, the organizations that could bring their kids out and the different things, is I didn't really see a place where a busload of kids could be dropped off. I didn't see a parking area. I mean, there was an area where you could pull off, but it didn't even look safe to me to pull my car off. So that's my concern, is the trails may be there, but I don't know that there's really access to those trails unless somebody just kind of drops you off at the road.
And
I'm a Tanner Cut guy, so I'm used to being dropped off on the side of the road. I get off those Kennecott buses for 14 summers, so I don't. That's your call. It seems like a non. You know, it's.
I understand
you. Just pull those faster. What's the use? Not can we make it better, and sure we hope to make it better, but is it being used for the nonprofit purposes, and is it owned? Those seem to me to be the questions. So.
Well, but there are some requirements out of that case too. I mean, that's one of the I think deciding factors in that. Case that you were talking, the Boy Scout case, that, you know, it's continuous and regular. They were using it every weekend, and I get it. You can argue that, well, people can use it every weekend.
I don't know if they've ever done a census of when people use it. I don't know that anybody's even tracking it. I know it's available every day. So.
But those are people that are from the public. They're not really people that are the ones that he's trying to serve with the kids. Is kind of more of, I'm kind of looking at that. And I'm also looking at it, just so you understand, also from a standpoint of the slippery slope, opening the door here for people with vacant property. And that's the only thing that I'm a little concerned. And again, I know how you're looking at it. It's just our consternation has to do with the vacant lot with a chain across it on January 1.
As a nonprofit lawyer, it's not a small hoop to jump through. It's not like you just say, I'm a nonprofit. It's a task. There's a process to go through, and you have to prove. You've got to prove that you fall within those purposes set forth in Section 501 and 170 and 509
and
of
we
the
don't,
tax code. So
we don't question his purpose. It's a question of use of this property. And that's,
I was just saying in terms of the threat of, hey, anyone with vacant land is just going to call it nonprofit. There's a real process to go through to get there, and I make a pretty good living off of helping people get there. So.
Yeah, and I understand that's kind of an extreme example, but I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of if this is enough, you know.
Yeah, forgive me. I don't mean to interrupt. And,
yeah. No, it's fine. Okay, Greg, do you have any other comments, thoughts?
I think these are difficult issues for us. As probably the most difficult since I've been on the BOE is not-for-profits and vacant land, perceived vacant land, and what's the use, what's the development plan.
Welcome to my club.
Yeah. But, you know, for me personally, I just feel consistency with no matter what the not-for-profit is, and judgment. And so that's why I think we had one earlier. I thought, you know, let's just say it's all exempt, but we didn't do that. We had one just a minute ago. You know, some of it was undeveloped, but you know, we exempted it. So I'm struggling with trying to figure out what for consistency's sake.
Yeah. Well, but, and I get what you're saying, and I think that there was the effort from the beginning to do something with that too. I think that's the difference here. And I mean, I think Root is kind of stuck him with a tax liability. I don't think he meant to do that. But I don't think Dan meant to do that. But it's kind of been that's kind of how it's looked. Do you guys have?
I don't. That's not true. As you saw the HOAs on there, that could be the case.
What? Oh, the
HOAs are pretty significant, too.
Oh, so. Yeah. I know. That's right. You guys have to pay HOA dues, too. Okay.
If we were to not rule on this, what would happen?
We have to rule one way or the other. Now, we can make a motion and nobody can second it. We can make a motion and it not pass. I mean, there's all, or it can pass. So, you know, we have to at least make a motion. That's why on the umpire stuff, we couldn't just say go to the tax commission.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Well,
so.
And, Greg, I do agree with you on some of your points as far as, you know, the betterment of the community is obviously, I mean, we can see what his purpose is. I just haven't seen what the development plan is for that. other than the signs that are on the tree.